Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am your host, The Truth to Power, Kyle Walsh, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, 833-212-1017. That is The Truth Talking text line where you can call in and text in to chime in on today's show. You can also watch and stream us live on the YouTubes by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube, where you can give a like, you can give a share. Make sure you give a subscribe as we are on our road to 7,000 subscribers here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. Make sure you go ahead, hit that bell, and give us a like as well. Shout out to DJ Brother Z holding it down on the ones and the twos. And shout out to you, Truth Nation. Now, Truth Nation, I am so excited to start the show today. I had a little hiccup on Wednesday or Tuesday, but that's okay, because I told y'all we got to talk about our beloved Milwaukee Brewers as pitchers and catchers have reported to Merrillville, Arizona for spring training, as our Milwaukee Brewers, the defending NL Central champion, the team that broke a franchise record in wins last season, is on the road to try to finally bring a World Series title here. We're excited because tickets are going on sale very, very soon. Matter of fact, tickets went on sale today. They went on sale today. And to talk about it all, I am so excited to be joined by Brewers Radio broadcaster Lane Grindle. He is here to discuss the upcoming season and some great things you have to know. Lane, thank you so much for joining us here on Truth to Power.
Kyle, I'm excited just listening to you talk about it. Let's get this thing going.
Yeah, Lane. So I have the fortunate opportunity to be able to listen to Lane Grindle all the time on our sister station, 620 WTMJ, him and Jeff Levering holding it down always for us. But let's just get right into it, Lane. Brewer spring training gets underway today. Pitchers and catchers have finally reported. And with the full squad arriving next week, this team is coming off multiple NL Central titles in a row. What excites you most about the Brewers heading into this season?
Well, so many things. I think right now one of the things that's kind of fresh on everybody's mind is just this incredible pitching depth that it looks like they're going to have. Now, the minute you say that, sometimes you regret it, because the old adage is you can never have enough pitching depth, but they've really added a lot of arms that are going to be able to contribute either in that bullpen or certainly it looks like in that starting rotation. And we've learned the last couple of years that you need those arms. I think the Brewers had 15 or 16 different guys take the ball to start a game for them last year, off the top of my head. I mean, they ran through a bunch of starters just in the month of April because of injuries. So adding guys like Kyle Harrison and Brandon Sproat to an already pretty deep group, it's pretty exciting, I think, for this Brewers club. And news just coming out right before we started this interview that the Brewers and William Contreras avoided arbitration. That's even better news.
All right.
You don't have to worry about that lingering for the first couple of weeks of spring training. So that's great news, too. Just helps everybody get focused and get ready on trying to run it back here in 2026.
That is exciting news. I did not hear that. I'm glad that they were able to avoid arbitration and come to a deal as we get spring training underway. Now, Lane, is, you know, a new season comes, new faces, and you just kind of referenced some of the new faces that the Brewers fans are going to be able to get acclimated with, who we've acquired in different acquisitions and trades. But can fans expect the same exciting style of Brewers baseball we've seen over the last couple of years, despite some of the changes that we've had?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely something you can expect because of Pat Murphy at the top. The manager wants to play this game a certain way, and the Brewers and Matt Arnold and his front office have given him a team. And really, they've done it the last couple of years, too, that fits that style really well. They want to be aggressive on the base paths. They want to go first to third. They want to steal bases. They want to be teams that do a really good job of ball strike and putting the ball in play and creating chaos. And I think this group's going to be able to do so much of that as well. Now, Isaac Collins is gone from that position player group. Caleb Durbin is gone from that position player group. But you get a guy back in David Hamilton, who the Brewers are really familiar with because he was originally a Brewers draft pick, and in the organization, he's one of the fastest players in baseball. So you get a lot of speed back as a part of that return in that Caleb Durbin deal. And so it's exciting. I mean, this is a really athletic group. There's a great combination of veterans, and younger players still, but these younger players are starting to get into years two and three and four in the big leagues, and that's when you start seeing some of the big leaps offensively, like we saw in the second half of the season last year from Bryce Turang.
That is so exciting to hear. We are speaking with Jeff Levering. Lane Grindle. I'm so sorry. Lane Grindle.
Happens all the time.
Brewers,
no worries.
Brewers baseball broadcaster, who you can hear on 620 WTMJ. Lane holds it down with Jeff and Mr. Maurer as well. So it's always great. He's discussing the Brewers this season. Now, in addition to that, I do want to hear, you know, Freddy Peralta, he got traded. We just saw the Caleb Durbin trade that you alluded to as well. Both are going to be big losses. But looking at the pitching staff this year, everybody loved fastball Freddy. We know about Big Woo. We know about Quinn Priester and what he was able to do last year. And we know about Jacob Mizorowski throwing that flame. But is there any type of player or pitcher on this staff that fans need to watch going into this season who's going to be a breakout candidate like a Quinn Priester did, even though they acquired him during the season, or Jacob Mizorowski?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because this pitching group, if you will, led by Chris Hook, does such a great job of taking high-end guys and getting the most out of them and developing them. And that's what they did with Quinn Priester, as you just said, a year ago. I think there's a handful of guys that could have that kind of a leap this year, and some of them are new to the organization. I think Brandon Sproat, which was part of the Freddy Peralta return, along with Jett Williams, is certainly a guy that's going to have a shot. Is he in the rotation on opening day? Is he not? That's going to be determined over the next couple of weeks. But I think he is a really exciting guy with big upside. And I know Chris Hook likes him, because Matt Arnold told me they had Chris Hook take a look at him before they made the deal.
That's
so
good.
I think that's a guy that could have a really nice year for the Brewers. He does have some major league experience, making four starts last year for the Mets in the big leagues towards the end of the year. And then I'm just intrigued by Kyle Harrison. This guy was one of the top pitching prospects in baseball. If you go back 2 years ago, he hasn't maybe totally come into his own yet, but he's still just 24 years old. He hasn't had bad results in the big leagues. He has been a major league level starting pitcher, but is he a front end kind of guy? If anybody can make him one, it's Chris Hook and that group with Jim Henderson and everybody else. So I think those two guys are guys that I'm looking at closely that it'll be fun to see how they fit in. And then the other one is Jett Williams. That was, again, a part of that Freddy Peralta trade. The Brewers very high on him. And what a fun name, perfect name for this team with the way they want to run with the undersized guys. And so I can't wait to see what he has to offer in spring. I would guess that may be more of a Caleb Durbin type of plan for Jett Williams.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have that many AAA at-bats, so maybe you see him in AAA to start the year, but see him up in the big league sooner rather than later.
Definitely hope to have him have a healthy season here with the Brewers. But again, so excited to have you here, Lane. And Lane, you're on the radio side with the Brewers Radio Network with our sister station, 620 WTMJ. But there's also been a lot of conversation about some changes and how fans can watch Brewers games on TV this year. What does that mean for fans moving forward? Can you share a little bit of an update?
Yeah, absolutely, Kyle. So obviously making the switch from FanDuel to Brewers TV, and this doesn't impact me a lot, but it certainly impacts the Brewers and impacts our fans on a large level. But the good news is I think there's going to hopefully be even more opportunities for fans to get a chance to see Brewers baseball on TV as a result of this move. MLB Local Media is going to offer the fans the best in class viewing experience. You're going to see some different kind of camera angles, some different kind of production level that might be even a step up from what FanDuel was. It's going to be the same broadcasters. BA, when Jeff's not with me on the radio, he's over there holding things down on television. Of course, your analysts with Rock and Tim Dillard and the great Vinny Rattino, and Sophia is going to be back. She's already down in Arizona. I was texting with her this morning. And then there will be pre- and post-game shows. That might, you know, be a little different, but a fairly similar look, and certainly personnel-wise going to be the same. But I think what fans really want to know about, Kyle, is, you know, how are they going to be able to watch the games? Can they watch them through their satellite or cable provider? Yes, they're going to be available on select cable and satellite providers. Those will be announced in the coming weeks as we get closer to the season. But you're also going to have the opportunity to stream through Brewers.tv or through the MLB app. And it's going to cost a monthly package with that of $19.99 per month. It's going to be available in March. You can also purchase for the year at $99.99. So there's a lot of different opportunities for Brewers fans to still take in the Brewers on television. Of course, we always got you on the radio side too, so we're excited about it.
We sure do, Lane. You'll be happy to know that I was just out with my lady and her dad told me how he just paid $100 to be able to watch the Brewers. So he's very excited, and he is ready to go this season. Now, with watching it and listening, you can also be in stadium and those tickets. Yes, single game tickets went on sale today, and fans can go to brewers.com/tickets. And the team just released its promotional schedule. They got Star Wars Night with Grogu Bobblehead that's presented by ESPN Milwaukee. They have Boy Band Night, Hello Kitty Night, and so much more. Lane, what do you love most about the in-game experience at American Family Field? I know you're in the booth, but you still get to feel the atmosphere.
Yeah, it's just the crowd. I mean, it's that simple for me. The big moments, the way that Brewers fans are so knowledgeable about the game and how loyal they are to their team. I mean, it's just it's a really unique atmosphere. I just love the big moments at American Family Field, and I love as a broadcaster just shut up and let the crowd talk when they happen, because that's the best thing for the listeners, just to be able to be there themselves and feel it too. But I'm excited about these promotional giveaways for sure. I'm 44. I'll turn 45 in May. So yeah, I mean, I'm kind of excited about this Boy Band Night. I want to see what.
Yeah, you're an NSYNC fan, cool. Huh?
I liked all of them.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, 98 Degrees was great.
Yeah,
Backstreet Boys,
uh-huh.
Of course. I think NSYNC probably was the biggest one of that group, but you know, it's debatable. There were some pretty big boy bands back in the day.
There were a lot of big boy bands and a lot of big games here for the Milwaukee Brewers. Lane, thank you so much for joining us here today to discuss the Milwaukee Brewers. Make sure you can listen to Lane. You can listen to the TV broadcast, and make sure you just tune in for the Milwaukee Brewers all season long. Again, this is Lane Grindle, baseball broadcaster for Brewers Radio Network. He's joined by Josh Maurer, and he's also joined by Jeff Levering on 620 WTMJ. You can hear those every single game they have. So thanks so much for joining us here, Lane.
Hey, Cal, you're the best man. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Make sure y'all get y'all single game tickets by going to brewers.com/tickets. And if you go 1017 The Truth on YouTube, you can see some of the great giveaways that we have. You got the chorizo. You got the mini bat. There's so many great giveaways that the Milwaukee Brewers have. So make sure you go get your tickets and support the Brewers, because they are the hottest ticket in the summer around the city of Milwaukee. I love tailgating, but also I love to go see the Brewers, and they are exciting, exciting team to watch. And what I love is, even though we trade some of our favorite players away, we love Fastball Freddy, we loved ourselves some Devin Williams, we loved ourselves some Corbin Burns, there is always somebody coming up next for the Brewers. But when we come back, Truth Nation, we're going to continue the conversation. The Office of Violence Prevention, or the office formerly known as the Office of Violence Prevention, they have new leadership. We're going to talk about that next. Keep it locked as we talk about the Office of Violence Prevention right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth next.
Me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home.
Brewers.
If they don't win, it's a shame. 'Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Let's go, Brewers!
More of Truth to Power is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.